Yuma perches mishne zayin. Mishin nafla alav mapolos. If lo lenu, a rubble falls onto somebody. Safik husham, safik ein husham. And we're misupik whether he's even there or not there. Maybe he got out. Safik chai, safik meis. Or even if we're sure that he's there, but we're misupik whether he's alive or dead. Or not only that, safik ovid kechavim, safik yisrael. We're misupik, we know he's there, but we're not sure whether he's an ovid kechavim or yisrael. And it could even be that we're misupik if he's also alive or dead. Mifakhin alav esagal. We can clear away the rubble to try to save him. Now, what malach are you doing here anyway? So the mefarshim go into by the fact that you're being chofer, you're digging. They go into exactly what malach you're actually doing here, whether this is chofer or other things. But first of all, explains, doesn't matter. It could be any malacha, any similar type of situation. You do whatever you need to do to save him. Now, what's interesting here is that the last case, whether you're mesipik, whether he is an ovid kachavim or yisrael, what if you're in a place where most of the people are an ovid kachavim? All the other cases, safik chai, safik meis, you're not sure whether he's alive or dead, you're not sure whether he's there or not. So there it's just one safik, 50%. I'm not sure. There's no reason to assume one way or the other. However, ovid kachavim and yisrael, we do have a concept called rov. If most people, let's say in the town, are ovid kachavim, so maybe I should assume it's an ovid kachavim. So Taisa says, when it comes to pikuach nefesh, the Torah says, v'chai bahem, it teaches us that you don't listen to rov. You always try to save Yisrael's life, no matter what. And that could be, the Mefarshim explain, that's why in all the other cases, first it says the tzad heter, safik chai, safik meis, safik sham. You see that the one that's mutter is done first, safik einu sham. But in this last case, it's a safik ovid kochavim, safik Yisrael. So the Sefer Shoshanim L'David explains that that's kufa why it says safik ovid kochavim first, because here, mistamed is an ovid kochavim. That's why it's written first, because even if you have rov, safik ovid kochavim, safik Yisrael, even most of them are ovid kochavim, that's why it's written first, out of order, but it's trying to point this out. Mitza'u chai mefakhin alav. And now that they dug, they found that the guy was alive. Alive means, the Rav explains, that he's breathing. The number one simon that a person is alive is his breathing, as the Torah says, kol asher nishmas ruach chayim be'apov. So if the guy's not breathing, you no longer are mefakeach the gal anymore. And now that the Mishnah says, mitza'u chai mefakhin alav, the Rav explains, it's teaching us a chiddush that when you find him alive, even if you know that he's only going to live another few minutes, and by you doing this malacha on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, whatever, you're going to be mechal Shabbos, Yom Kippur, all you're going to be saving him is saving him for a few minutes of his life, still you are mechal Shabbos and Yom Kippur, even for those few moments of his life. Every moment is precious, and you're able to do all malachas to save a person's life. V'immeis yanichu, and if he's dead, you leave him there. And the chiddush in this is that by Shabbos, there's a din, the Gemara says, that if one finds a dead body on Shabbos where there's a fire, you're allowed to save the body from the fire. But even that man da amr is moda here, that you do not dig out from the rubble to take out the dead body. Why? Because the only reason that they matred over there to take a body away from the fire, even though the body is muksa, is because if we do not allow it, he's going to put out the fire and do malacha. Mashen came over here, no reason that he should go be machal Yom Kippur, because there's no fire here. What are you afraid of?